Hashem, we're going to write this in your guttle book. He didn't go to the beach, but he wore a beach shirt so that he could play the bass measure.
Father is a marketing note that such a mystic is a physical presence. No?
The what? Yeah.
It's like physical presence. It's like the jacket. Yeah, physical presence. You good.
Did you start yet, Mati? Mati is starting.
I was looking for one, but I don't know.
You don't need to look for a joke. You have to choose which one you want to say.
I supply for people jokes, but somehow I couldn't. Maybe in the middle, you know, I'll come up with something.
This is already, that was called a joke. About a joke is a nechel.
Saying that I don't have a joke is a joke.
Yeah.
Get my.
Who laughed for that? Who thought it was funny? It counted. I laughed.
There was actually something.
Whoever knows Monty.
What was the... Okay, never mind, I'll just go. Maybe I'll remember what else. Okay, so we have an interesting parsha this week. A lot of things going on. A lot of heavy things. One of the most famous things is the story with the Meraglim. Now, I'm going to analyze a bit the story. Ask some questions, answer some answers. Do the thing. So, Moshe sends 12 Meraglim, check out the country, and they come back and they give like information of what they see, and then they get punished. You have to stay an extra 40 years in the Midbar, and all the men that they were above 20, they had to die before entering. So, now one of the questions is, famous questions, Ramban actually asked a question. Speaking really about Ramban, is his question is Ma Pisham Ma Chatosam? What did they do wrong? Moshe says, go check out the country, and give me your information, and that's it. That's what they did. They went to the country, they saw giants, they saw that it's very difficult to conquer, they saw these massive fruits and everything, and they just gave accurate information. What was Ma Pisham Ma Chatosam? What did they do wrong? So one of the more famous answers, which also the Ramban answers, is that they said that they gave an extra description. They could have said everything they said, but then they gave like their description about it. They said Efes, Russian Efes, and Loinuchal, Loinuchal Lalus Elohim. It's impossible. No one asked them if it's possible to do. They asked them how we're supposed to do it. No one asked them if we should do it, if we shouldn't. You were asked to go check it out. No one asked you to give extra information and say it's impossible to do, and now you're giving this like self-fulfilling prophecy. You're telling everyone it's impossible. Yeah, obviously everyone's going to believe it. Everyone knows like the mystic self-fulfilling prophecy. You know, if you say something, there's this story, it's a bit nagea, about this guy who was working in like a train, and he was like a pessimist. Like every day his job by the train was to load and unload products from the train. And he was like this pessimist, and every day he was like upset and complaining about how bad life is and this and that. One day he gets like a whole load of vegetables and foods he's supposed to load into the train, and as he was loading it, suddenly the train closes, and they he forgot he was stuck into the train, and he hops that the train is going for like a 12-hour ride, even more, and he's in this and he hops, he's next to fruits and vegetables which have to be refrigerated, so obviously this room is a refrigerated room. And he gets scared because, you know, to be 12 hours in the fridge, in the freezer is deadly. So he starts writing like a note to his wife and to his children, and he writes like, I always knew this day was going to happen in my life, and you know, like I knew I was going to have such a sad death, and something is going to happen, and he writes like all his tavuos and to where all his like money should go. Okay. They arrive to the place. Suddenly, the guys open the train to see. They see him lying down on the floor, unconscious. They bring him to the hospital. Earlier, he passed away. But the great shock was that the refrigerator in the train wasn't even working. So what's pshat? That if you believe something, it's like self-fulfilling prophecy. They came. They saw the country, and they say, it's impossible, Lenuchal, it's Efes, it's not good. Yeah, obviously all the people started crying and they say, yeah, we can't do it. So that's like the chet they did. Okay, but a different question we can ask. Okay, so now we understand why they were punished. Now the second question we can ask, which is a strong question, is how were they able to do such a chet? these people, they were, as the pasuk says, Shlach Lecho Anoshem, Rashi says Anoshem. No, the pasuk says Roshe Bnei Yisrael Heimo. Also, we say Anoshem. Rashi says. They were famous people. They're famous. They were important people. They were tzaddikim. Now, how were they able to sin? I mean, people like regular people. You come to a country, you see all these big giants, and you start getting scared, and you start backing out. But these people, Moshe chose them out himself. They were tzaddikim. They were big people. They were the Rosh Yeshvotim. How were they able to do this sin? That's a bigger question. Yeah. So another thing we can add on to the question is in Maseches Sotah, the Gemara says that it says the pasuk says Lo nuchal alos elohom ki chozok hu mimenu. The Gemara asks that what's mimenu? It's stronger than him. Mimenu is it's stronger than him. It should have been ki chozok meitonu. It's stronger than us. The Gemara says mimenu kavyochol. That it's like it's stronger than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara says the example, Afilu Balabais in Yochel Hoitzi Kelev Mishom. Like you have your boss of your own house and you come in, you're like, I want to get my own Kelev, it's my house, and they say, no, you can't. So they were saying, even HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't get us out of such a difficult situation. And so we can also add on to the question is that these people, they saw all the nisim that just happened the last few months, they saw it themselves. They saw Yetzias Mitzrayim, they saw the sea split, they saw all the makas. You ask them that day, they come back. They say, Lanuchal, it's Efes. What did you eat for breakfast today? Ah, we had some eggs with cheese. Like, where did it come from? Oh, it fell from the sky. Okay, what did you drink? Yeah, we drank some water which came out from a rock. Like, you don't chab that there's nisim the whole time going on. And now you're saying it's impossible because there's giants? With the whole time the situations of nisim going on, and now suddenly you see, there's big giants, we can't conquer them. So it's like, not only they were tzaddikim, they were seeing nisim the whole time. These were the people who saw Yetzias Mitzrayim firsthand. And they're also able to say, it's Efes Elanu Chalalu Elo Esom. That's the question. Then we have an interesting Gemara in Megillah that says, Ein Dovo B'Kedusha Pochis Mesovo, Din of Minyan. Every time you want to do a Minyan, you have to have 10 people, for whatever, it's for Kaddish, for Kriyas HaTorah, for Davening. Where do we learn that you need to have Minyan? So the Gemara makes a whole Gzeira Shova. Bottom line is, we learn it out from the Meraglim. Like the Meraglim were 10, they were 12, but then they were from the word Edo, which were specifically the 10 besides Yeshua and Kolev. We learn from them out that every Dovo B'Shavu Kedusha has to be done with Minyan. This is very strange, because these people, they made a massive chet, and we're saying that they were punished for this. And like exactly the opposite, we're learning out from them to do a minyan as a dovah shavu kedusha. We're coming to and to say kaddish and to say, you know, like dishoch kulam the kodesh Hashem. And like they are here doing a massive sin. How can we learn minyan from them? It's a bit strange. Yeah. Then there's another interesting thing. Is there's such a mystic? It's called Tanis Tzaddikim. It's Tanesim, which we people don't keep. I mean, maybe there are some specific tzaddikim from the Lamed Vov who do keep them. The Shulchan Aruch lists them out. Like, for instance, when the sons of Aaron died is one of them. When Shmuel Novi passed away, David HaMelech, the Arugi Malchus. All these dates when, like, things happen which we don't fast, but it's called Tanis Tzaddikim. Tzaddikim do fast on these days, or could fast on these days. And one of the things is, the Shulchan Aruch brings down, is that Yud Zayin Elul? I think, yeah. Yud Zayin Elul, it's also a day we can fast. Why? Because the Meraglim died on that day. And the Beis Yosef asked straight away, it's a tainus. We're sad that they died. We should make a massive simcha. We should have a massive party. We should be happy the Meraglim died. How does this make sense that we're sad on the day that the Meraglim died? They made a massive chet. So the Beis Yosef gives his answer. He says that he thinks the pshat is that the Meraglim tried to do tshuva. I mean, they did tshuva. It wasn't accepted. So we're having a tainus because we're sad that the tshuva wasn't accepted. But okay, that's his answer. We'll try to answer differently in the end. Okay, so now we'll try to answer all the questions. So we asked how was it that the Meraglim were able to do such a chet if they had an Nisim in front of them, and you know they were tzaddikim and all these things. Shots like this. In the Midbar, It was a music of Olam HaMachshove. Everything went there. It was a place of like 99% Kedusha. They had mon falling from them every day. They had the Be'er. They had the Anan covered. Everywhere where they walked, they had a protecting shield which went with them. They only had Kedusha. And they had Moshe Rabbeinu, who was every day speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, giving messages to the people. It was mamash Olam, pure spiritual situation, Olam Ruchni. They call it Olam HaMachshove. We give it the mystic of Leo, whatever. It's complicated. And the Meraglim, they came to Eretz Yisrael, and they realized that if we enter the country, it won't be anymore Olam HaMachshove. It will be Olam HaTachton. It will be going down a level. We'll have to first conquer the country, then we have to start, rebuilding, start plowing the fields, sowing the fields. You know, the Gemara even says, it's even difficult to build one building, and here you're coming, we have to build a whole country. And they said to themselves that why should we enter in the country and put ourselves in such a situation where we have to put ourselves into massive stress. We'll have to work the whole day to try to give panos, and then 9 o'clock you come to the Fayomisha, you learn a bit, and you're falling asleep because you were so tired from the full day. Here in the middle, where everything is good, we have no worries. We have the food falling down from the heaven. We have the water which comes. We have Danan Yakovic protects us. We have no enemies. We're safe. We have Moshe Rabbeinu who speaks to Hashem. Why should we go into the country? So they weren't afraid to fail. They were afraid to succeed, but they didn't want to succeed in that way because they were afraid to lose their dvekus to Hashem. They felt in the midwar there was like this 100% dvekus to Hashem, and where if they come to the Eretz Yisrael, they'll lose their, the specific kind of kedusha. It's in Eretz Yisrael, it's more Olam HaTeva, and the midwar was more like Nisim. So yeah, even we say that Moshe, he sent Yeshua, he said he gave him an extra, he called him from Yeshua, he called him Yehoshua. He added the Yud and a Hey to his name. The Gemara says in Menuchas, the Yud represents Olam Habo, and Hey represents Olam Hazeh. What's Pshat? He knew that the Meraglim, they were only wanted Olam Habo. Because the Menuchas was like a Musik for Olam Habo. So Moshe gave Yeshua the Koyach to realize that Olam Habo and Olam Hazeh is not something which, you can only have one of the two. You can have both as well. So he gave him the extra yod and the hey, so he could he wouldn't be able to be misled by this machshove. So this is maybe the pshat that we can say that the Meraglim were made a sin when they came and they gave and they said it's impossible for us to do, because, and they say also the loshen lenuchal ales. What's pshat lenuchal ales? It's impossible for us to do. And we said Hashem did most like loads of Nisim. How can you say it's impossible? It's not impossible. Pshat is they knew that if they go into Eretz Yisrael, Nisim is going to stop. It's becoming Olam HaTeva. Everything is becoming hard work. It's the lowest level you can get. You mamish close to reality. There's no more Ruchni and Nisim going on. And they said if we're going out to live in Olam HaTeva, it's impossible to win these people and these giants. Olam Ha, where there's Nisim and Kedusha and there's Imamish close to Hashem and Nisim are going on the whole time, then yeah, then we can win them. If you would have wars in the Midbar, then okay. But they knew we come into Eretz Yisrael, we lose all our Nisim. It's only going to be Olam HaTeva. Al Piteva, it's impossible. We're grasshoppers towards them. How are we going to ever win them? So Pshat is they said it's impossible. We can't do it. But what was their mistake? Their mistake was they didn't chap that even in Olam HaTeva, there's such a musig of being connected and being dovok to Hashem. And that's why we can say maybe in the end of the parsha, there's three interesting mitzvahs that we see. There's the Nesochem, there's Chale, and there's Tzitzis. What do these mitzvahs represent? Nesochem is when you, by korbonos, you used to pour like wine into such a tube, which used to go very down by the Mizbeach. I don't know exactly all the Hilchas Nesochem. But Nesochem represents that in the Midbar they had the Be'er, whereas if they come to Eretz Yisrael, the Meraglim said we're not going to have the Be'er anymore, we're not going to have the Mon, we're not going to have the Anan Yakovit. So Hashem says with these three mitzvahs, I want to show you that even in Olam Hatev and Olam in reality, you can still have these three Mesochem, which is the Nesochem represents the Be'er. You take something which is out, you go and you plant a vineyard, you squeeze the grapes, and then you take it and you do the Dovah Shabbat Kedusha with it. It's a much higher Madrega. Then you take, for instance, the Mitzvah of Chale. in the Midbar, the mon used to just fall out from heaven. You used to have this kedusha right in front of you. Here is different. No, you have to, you know, sow your field. You have to plant. It's difficult. You have to, you know, bake the whole bread. You know, and then when you have the dough, then you take out this one piece and you say, I'm making this now kedusha. It's taken from like the lowest part of the earth, of the world, and you're trying to make it into kedusha. That's much more special. So the mitzvah of challah shows us that even the Indian of mon, kavyochel, we can have even in our days. And then the tzitzis, it's a bit complicated to explain exactly how, but you know, in the midrash we had Ananiah which was protecting us the whole time.
The Ananiah covered clean the clothes.
Tzitzis is begadim.
The Ananiah covered were in charge of washing the clothes.
Oh, so tzitzis
is begadim,
yeah. So we can connect it, so that's a connection. Yeah, I had I have like this connection because of konof, min konof. But basically, we can say maybe the tzitzis is like the Ananiah code protects you and it surrounds you. Tzitzis is also something, it covers you up totally. So Hashem said, you know, even when you come into Eretz Yisrael, you think you're going to lose Ananiah code, but you're going to have such a thing as tzitzis. And yeah, and that's why they said it. It's not possible. And that's why they and that's why we can also learn out minyan from them. We asked, how can we learn out minyan from them? They did a massive chet. They were Roshon Be'etzem. Be'etzem, they weren't Roshon. These people, we can say, they were massive tzaddikim, and they only wanted kedusha. They wanted to stay, you know, they wanted to stay in yeshiva their whole life. They wanted to stay in kol their whole life. They were afraid to go out to the real world. We have this today as well. People think, you know, if they go out from yeshiva and whatever, if you can stay your whole life in yeshiva or in kol, you should maybe, but. If they're scared, it was like going from the midbar where there was only kedusha to Eretz Yisrael, where it's like the mistake is that yeah, you can even be connected in a place where it's not where there's not so much kedusha and try to find it and try to do things like the challah, the asochem and the tzitzis and try to yes, that's why we come in minyan from them. But they were massive tzaddikim. They made a mistake that they were afraid to get to such a place like here and wouldn't be able to.
And the tainus
as well. It was a bad thing that they passed away. They were tzaddikim, like we fast for all the other tzaddikim. But they, yeah, so Be'etzem, we can't say that they were Roshon. No, for sure not. They were very big people. Although all of us can get to their madriga. But, you know, they had made a mistake in the chav that they thought it's or this or that. We can't connect Yud with the Oh, so we should all be zoiche that even now in this generation, where there's a lot of Toma going around, as we see from here, the Meraglim, they made a mistake. They thought that Kedusha is only if you have 100% Kedusha, which is not true. Even in a place where there isn't so much Kedusha, we can still try to find the Kedusha and to reach levels and go higher and higher.
Amazing. Wow. Mati, I got it. I'm sorry.
Take too much time.
You kidding? We were ready to be here all day.
Yash, can you?
Yeah, sure.
There's the joke.
Sure.
Oh, okay. Whatever.
Next week, Gershi. Yeah, you are. What do you mean? Just join. How do you get someone into a club and make them speak?